I'm Paul Quayle, the Director of APAC Assistance. I'm doing a quick roundup of the main issues in East Asia Pacific this Wednesday, the 13th of March. Firstly, in Indonesia, President Joko Widodo said yesterday that he is considering forming new ministries for investments and exports to tackle a decline in investment and weak export growth. The statement comes weeks before the elections amidst rising concerns over a constant fall in foreign direct investment. The Investment Coordinating Board reported an 8.8% decline in foreign investment and a 30% decline in foreign direct investment in 2018 compared to the previous year. Exports grew at 6.6% in 2018 compared to 16% in 2017. Bringing back investments to Indonesia will be key for Joko Widodo if he gets re-elected in April's 19 elections. Indonesia ranked 73 among 190 economies in 2018 in the ease of doing business ranking published by the World Bank, dropping one place from 72 the previous year. Also in Indonesia, debate between the two vice presidential candidates, Ma'ruf Amin and Sandiaga Uno, will be held on March 17. The debate will cover topics of education, health, human resources, social issues and culture. Both candidates lack experience in working on policies, which could be a challenge for them. Indonesia will hold presidential elections on April 19. Incumbent President Joko Widodo is leading in the latest opinion polls with 59%, while his challenger Prabowo Subianto is lagging behind with 31%. Also in Indonesia, a police officer and other people were injured after an explosive device was detonated yesterday during an anti-terror raid on a house in Sibolga City in North Sumatra. One suspect was arrested in the blast. The incident occurred a few days before President Joko Widodo's scheduled visit to Sibolga on March 17. Clients are advised to expect travel delays due to extreme security checks in Sibolga City until the president completes his visit. In Thailand, the prime ministerial candidate of the Pheu Thai Party, Surat, has demanded that Abhisit Vijaya of the Democrat Party decide whether his party will consider forming a coalition with the pro-military Palang Pracharat Party. Abhisit announced that he would not back Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha's re-election. Surat said that there would be two choices after the March 24 election, the first being a part of a coalition government and second to be in opposition. Several leaders from different parties have accused Abhisit of confusing the voters, and his announcement is driven by a personal agenda. However, they added that the motive of Abhisit will be clearer after the election. Papua New Guinea, the president of Bougainville, John Momus, yesterday said that the landowners who criticised the government's proposed changes in mining laws have been misled by mining companies and others with vested interests. The government has sought money to help Bougainville Island referendum to be held in October on seeking independence or greater autonomy from Papua New Guinea. Moni added that under the new law, the landowners will get more returns from the mining companies. The old law only guarantees the ownership of the minerals to landowners before extraction. The mining law change is seen as a step by the government to set up a joint venture named Bougainville Advanced Mining with an Australian company, Cobalus. They aim to reopen the Panguna copper mine in the southern part of the Bougainville Island. The Philippines. A police officer was killed and another injured in an ambush by the New People's Army rebels in the Motiong town on the Samar Island in the eastern Visayas region. Police said they were in pursuit of the rebels in the area. The ambush occurred during a regular patrol by the police. Also in the Philippines, the Department of Finance has appealed to the Senate to adopt its proposal for fiscal mining reforms as contained under the Senate Bill 1979. The Department of Finance wants to push for a uniform royalty rate of 5% for all mining operations located inside or outside a mineral reservation area. For those operations outside mineral reservations, the bill seeks royalty fees of 3% in the first 3 years of implementation, 4% on the fourth year, and 5% on the fifth year. It also provides for an additional government share when its basic share is less than 50% of the net mining revenue. The Senate bill, if passed, may generate $136 million. According to the data from the Mines and Geosciences Bureau, the Bureau of Internal Revenue's collected $20 million in excise taxes from mining operations in 2017. In Malaysia, Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad said that he's looking into the options for selling off and shutting down Malaysian Airlines. He said the decision is open for the government to decide and it must be decided soon. The Malaysian Airlines is facing increased pressure to revive its performance post its parent's company, Kazana Buha, incurred a loss of $1.5 billion in 2018. Managing Director of Kazana said the airline is looking into flight routes to Indonesia and Thailand to revive its losses. Malaysia Airlines was also in a private entity. Was made into a private entity in 2014 post the tragic incidents it faced. The first being the disappearance of flight MH370 over the Indian Ocean, and the second flight being shot down over the Ukraine in 2014 as well. China, the United States trade chief, has warned that negotiations with China to end the tariff war is at risk of failing, saying major issues still need to be sorted out and he could not predict success at the current stage. One of the key issues being tasked by the US is to ensure that China lives up to its commitments in the trade deal, and the US should reserve the right to impose tariffs on China if the deal is found to be violated. China and the US officials hope to sign the deal between Chinese President Xi Jinping and US President Donald Trump during President Xi's visit to the US in March. Please check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can buy our advisories and alerts and assessments on a pay-for-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com to inquire about our East Asia Pacific and our South Asia risk management memberships. Thank you.